I was doing 9 to 2, and Bo was doing 2 to 6 in the afternoon. And I walked into the radio station, and the receptionist, when I walked in, said, somebody just called and said, Wolfman Jack's going to be here later on today. And I went, uh-huh, so is Johnny Carson and the president. You know,
yeah, right.
And I really didn't believe her.
And Elvis.
Right, yeah, Elvis is going to be here. He was still alive then.
Yeah.
But I didn't think anything more of it. And then a white limousine pulled out in front of the radio station, and who got out of it but Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, baby, we're going to rock and roll.
And he's right here on this tape, and we're going to roll it. And, well, what more can you say about Wolfman than he was in rare form on this one day? And he did a joke in here that he blew, and that's the one main thing my boss talked about when he finally got to work. Now, Lee Gray was the program director. I used to do Wolfman every once in a while. You know, I'd play a certain song or something and go, yeah, baby, the twist or whatever. And he thought it was me doing Wolfman, riding to work, and all of a sudden he went, Bob, I think you're carrying this just a little bit too far after Wolfman had been on there a few minutes. See, when he got on the air, or when he got in his van, Wolfman was already on the air. And he thought, the first time he thought, oh, Bob, that's good, that's good. That was kind of neat. You know, the second time he's like, okay, Bob. And then about the fourth time he's like, that's not Bob, that's Wolfman. So here we go. Ron, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you, Bob.
And we'll talk to you later. And this is yours truly, Bob Klein, and the one and only Wolfman Jack on WKLO in August, right during the State Fair, 1976. Jerry, playing that funky music. 11:30 with Bob Klein.
It's back to school time. And
your friendly A&P.
WKLO, this is Bob Klein at 11:36.
That is UPM.
Well, I guess you can tell in the background is the one and only Wolfman Jack. And when'd you get in town?
Well, I got in last night, man.
Come on up here. That mic isn't working for some reason.
Okay. All right, I'm coming up here, friends. I'm back here now. Wait a minute. I'm over here.
He doesn't know where he is.
I'm getting there in just a minute. It's going to take me just a few minutes to get there. Hold on a minute. Here I come.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you what we're going to do.
It's a big studio you got here, man.
That big. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to let you go on the air for a few minutes and
can I rock and roll for about 15, 20 minutes?
Sure. Why not?
Can I get down in my... Oh, I happen to bring a few good records here that I really love, too. You know what I mean? Could I play that
rock
one first?
Rock and pneumonia. Oh, hey. You can
and
do
then I got this here one, man. Can I play that there one, too?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Oh, my gracious, Fancy, going to let me rock and roll with you.
Anything you want. You got it, man. We're going to clap for you.
Oh, my. Give it to the Wolfman. They give me some. I'm so glad you were one. It's all according to how your bookroom situation sounds, isn't it? I'm
so glad you were
one. WKLO in Louisville.
Don't rate your record high.
Rate your record high.
You ain't working, because I got it.
Yeah.
He say nothing from nothing ain't nothing, and I believe he tell the truth.
And so it came to pass, and this, that's 583-3814.
La, 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 WKLO with your Wolfman, and we happy to be here with you, baby. I tell you, I felt so good when I came into this town, I immediately fell in love with each and every one of you, and I'm going to get a chance to see you tonight. Yes, yes, yes. Have a mercy, have mercy. Good looking, you know. I really wasn't. I mean, there was a time when I was a little child when I was very, very ugly. As a matter of fact, I was so ugly, my mama used to have to tie a lamb chop around my leg just so the other kids would play with me, so the dog, too, would play with me.
Hey, I understand you were so skinny at one time. You had to jump around in the shower to get wet. When you walked through the grass, the blades didn't even move.
You got it, baby. You're going to get down now. WKLO. Watching folks go by and everything. One thing I notice about the folks here in Louisville, there sure ain't too many ugly people here in Louisville, you know. I think they sent all the ugly people to Kansas City for the convention.
Hey, what are you all clapping for?
Oh, I got to tell you, I've got another hit record with Flash Cadillac and the Continental Kids. Actually, I have never had a hit record with Flash Cadillac and the Continental Kids before, but I now have one. You understand it? It's called Did You Boogie With Your Baby in the Back Seat of the Movie Show.
WKLO with Wolfman Jack. I was sitting here carrying on a conversation with Jim Russell, who was on WKLO back in the 1960s. By the way, the tape you just heard was Wolfman Jack walking in on me, Bob Klein, back in 1976 at about noon one day. And we explained it earlier. My boss was driving to work and thought it was me doing the Wolfman. And the rest is history. It was really a pleasure being on the air with him.
The real Wolfman came in here.
Well, not here, but when we were over, you know, on Walnut Ollie Boulevard now. I was warned earlier that day by the receptionist he was going to be here, and I thought, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure, Wolfman's coming, huh?
Yeah.
And sure enough, he came. It's 2:38. It's 22 till 3 on WKLO. 1080's Days of Future Past. And this is Bob Klein here with Jim Russell. And, Jim, you were on the air from what, when to when?
Somewhere in the summer of 64 to the summer of 65.
Okay, so you were here about a year.
I worked the first half of that first year at the transmitter.
And you called it what?
I said the voice of the cave.
I'll never forget it.
It didn't have any screens in it. It's over there in New Albany.
This is Jim Russell.
Towers.
This is Jim Russell from the cave. Hi, good morning.
I remember that.
But
just used an echo chamber, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't use an echo chamber. There was none of this soundproofing.
Okay.
It was just a huge room with a transmitter in the back.
And you said you were, and it echoed off the walls, and you said you were from
the
cave. It's kind of like talking, you know, like this, if it bounced off the walls more.
They had no screens on the windows, so as a result, there was one little light bulb, and I had these critters flying around me all the time. Some of them run into the microphone from time to time, and
maybe you should have called yourself the Fly Man.
The Fly. that would have done it. That would have done it. Did anybody else tell you about these pictures that they stuck up?
Yeah. Let me see what you're holding there. This just says Jim Russell with hit music.
Yeah,
on
they
it.
Stuck that in the window at Wallen Street.
Oh, okay.
And I went down to Wallen Street later.
They got wooden plaques that they put up, you know,
really?
Big Bill Love and things like that.
Well,
you know?
Bill Love and I went to college together out of the UK.
Okay.
And he worked on, I was a program director at BKY up there, and he was one of the jocks. Those are fun days.
Great. So you and Love go back pretty far. And
We go way back.
Did you hear him on the air today?
I missed him.
Okay, but he's coming back.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he'll be back tonight.
You're going to be at the ranch house tonight?
No, we did that last night from 6 to 9. We were going to get Paul Kelly on, and as a matter of fact, I think I'll make a note here to myself that we're going to get a hold of Paul Kelly later on this afternoon some way, somehow, because last Monday I got a hold of Paul Kelly. He's in New Mexico, and the guy still sounds the same.
Really?
And he's probably around 65 years old.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't doubt if he could go out and do the Hi-Fi Club tonight.
Yeah.
You know? And we tried to get him here, but he said he had a prior commitment this weekend, and he just couldn't get away. So
Well, Beecher Frank was there before him.
Right. Yeah. Right. Beecher Frank was an influence. Do you know where he is now?
No, last time I heard he was in Southern Kentucky somewhere.
Okay.
I picked him up down there.
Still in radio, huh? Okay.
Still in radio. Well, it's been, it's got to be about 15 years ago, but I don't know where he is now. But
you have a lot of folks out in the hall here, in case you can hear it in the back. It's beginning to get crowded again.
Alan used to work the 9 to midnight gig, and then he had to switch it over to the transmitter. I'd take off and work till some ungodly hour around 6 o'clock.
Okay.
All righty. Headsets on a long time.
Yeah.
Hey.
How they sound? You need them adjusted or anything? I can do it over here.
Well, it's fine. Sounds like loud.
So from 64 to 65, you're on WKLO, and I definitely remember the thing about the cave. That was great, and I thought, I wonder if that guy really is in a cave.
Well, it wasn't much different, I'll tell you that. It was just like being in a cave. It was dark and gloomy, and the only thing it didn't do is water run down the sides of the walls.
Okay, now, no stalactites and stalagmites, but a lot of little critters.
Many critters that flew around the microphone, and they thump in like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sound. They just moths and bugs and all kinds of stuff.
So you worked there from about midnight to 6 every night?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Long, lonely graveyard shift.
Yeah.
What other times were you on?
I think that was the only time I was on.
Late
nights. You mean other stations or something or anything like that?
No.
KLO?
I just meant on KLO.
Yeah, just midnight.
Okay, you brought a tape here with you from way back then, and of course you'll have to tell me how it ends. But
it'll just end.
Well, we have some records over here or whatever that we can, we'll just pop the mic back on. So this is Jim Russell from The Cave back in 1960, what?
64, I think I might, is it my mic on?
Yeah.
64.
Yeah. 1964, Jim Russell from The Cave on WKLO, and got to give it a little time to warm up here, friends. I wonder if... wonder if this thing,
I can't hear you.
Do anything here. Let me look. No, I don't think so. I think it's supposed to go on the air. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll spin a record here, get it ready, and then we'll come back and play you Jim Russell from the WKLO Cave in 1964. As we remember during the days of future past, it's 16 minutes till 3 on WKLO.
All the leaves are down.